The moon is now in its gibbous phase, meaning it's fatter than half but less than full, sort of football-shaped, as if to commemorate the start of the NFL season. It's also a fabulous phase for backyard telescopes, since the lighting is optimal for seeing craters and mountains. But this gibbous business comes to a sudden end next Friday, the 16th, when the moon turns full. Many media outlets are announcing that this moon is going into eclipse that night. But is it? Sort of. It's a penumbral eclipse. The eclipse happens around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, when the moon won't even be out. But if you lived in Europe and could see it, well, this is the third penumbral eclipse this year. So we've had a strange glut of them. And what does penumbral even mean? To be honest, penumbral eclipses are not very exciting. The full moon really doesn't change its appearance during a penumbral eclipse. Sometimes there's a very slight gray shading on one part of the moon, but almost nobody notices it. It's a big zero. Still, the penumbral concept is interesting. Turns out, everything casts two different shadows. If you look at your own shadow on the sidewalk, you'll see a main part where the sun is completely blocked out, but there's also a less dark, blurry fringe surrounding your shadow. That's your penumbral shadow. If an ant ventured into this section, it would see the sun partially but not fully blocked. Our planet casts a black umbral shadow into space, which gets smaller and smaller the further it goes. It tapers like a chopstick and disappears entirely a million miles from us in the anti-sunward direction. But Earth's penumbral shadow behaves differently. It gets larger as it goes farther from us. So it's very easy for the moon, if it's not lined up exactly, to venture into our vague penumbral but miss our dark umbral shadow. And that's what's happened three times this year, and will again on Friday. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.